following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
Gobble gobble on this, man.
Do the bang thing. Do the bang thing.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hey, Browns. Mike Polk, season ticket holder. You are wasting valuable space on our majestic shoreline, and what do we get out of it from you? 10 miserable games a year, including 2 preseason games that I have to pay for, and 1 shitty Kenny Chesney concert.
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Troy Aikman?
Well, he's awfully hot.
I think Troyton's a queer.
Hello.
13-year NFL vet, Super Bowl participant, 6-time Pro Bowler, Donovan McNabb.
I've been just going home.
Bacon. You know, brothers. You know, I'm bacon.
I got
you know,
them.
I love bacon.
You're going
to
love this.
Bacon.
As a white man, I have to take a stand. I remain outraged.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop it.
I'm going to whip my ding ding out.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Then back. Wants to go long. Now flushed out of the pocket. Going to be sacked back inside the 5. And getting to him and knocking him down. Inside the 5, and Ben is hurt.
Montez Perfect.
Perfect made the stop.
And Ben is hurt.
Landry Jones back to throw from his 5 over the middle.
Pick it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Interception.
Yeah.
Montez Perfect comes away with a football.
Yeah.
The Bengals have the ball. Montez Perfect sprinting toward the locker room. He has run inside the locker room, which makes no sense. He better come back out.
And through the middle, down to the 20.
Balls out, balls out.
Ball came out, and the Steelers pick it up, and they have it inside the 10.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa, baby, this thing is not over.
Roethlisberger waiting for the shotgun snap. He'll drop back. His pass too high for Heath Miller.
Montez.
There's a penalty flag.
Montez! They're calling Montez Perfect.
It was Antonio Brown, the intended receiver, and they're going to call unsportsmanlike conduct on the hit around the head.
Here's the kick by Boswell. It's on its way. It's up. It's good. The Pittsburgh Steelers forge ahead. No time left. The Pittsburgh Steelers have pulled off one of the most unbelievable comebacks in the history of wild card playoff action. The Steelers win it 18-16, and this crowd in Cincinnati can't believe what just hit them.
That crowd in Cincinnati was about as out of control as I've ever seen them. People got ejected from that game, and I don't mean players. I'm talking about fans got arrested left and right. Fights were going on everywhere. When they were hauling Roethlisberger out, beer was flowing down on top of him.
We needed Sam Weish to remind them that they're not living in Cleveland.
That's right. That's who they needed. It wasn't Marvin Lewis.
They should have him in a freaking container in case of emergency break glass. Psst, Sam Weish can come out. You don't live in Cleveland! Dude, that was a hell of a football game. And you know, I'll be honest with you. I think that the Steelers kind of got away with one with the penalty on Pac-Man Jones. But, dude, they fumbled, and then Vontez Burfict. What the fuck is the matter with that idiot?
Well, all right, we're gonna get to that. Real quick, though, somebody wants to say thank you to the Bengals.
Sorry-ass fucking Eagles.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg would like to thank the Bengals.
Thanks, Joey Porter, for going on the field, getting Pac-Man to punch you and get a flag. Thank y'all for being so undisciplined. Thank you so much, Cincinnati Bengals. We love y'all. Pittsburgh Steelers, we moving the fuck on. Denver, here we come. Smoke some.
Yeah, they are, because no matter what, you know what, we can say all we want about, oh, Joey Porter should have been flagged. So what? You still fumbled, and you let a one-arm quarterback lead him into goddamn field goal range after Vontez Perfect lost his mind.
Yeah.
You earned it.
I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 269, and coming up, we're going to talk about all 4 games at some point, plus the national championship. Donald Trump has an observation about the NFL that he would like to make, so we'll hear.
Not a whole lot of Mexicans in there, Tom. This is my kind of football league.
All right. But yeah, let's get back to this. So Vontaze Burfict, you know, he hits Antonio Brown. He gave him a concussion. And
he's
faking it. We'll get to that. I've watched it. I don't know. I'm guessing it's a dirty play. I don't know. I guess you could get him for hitting a defenseless receiver, but he did get him with the shoulder. It wasn't like
he got him with the shoulder right across the jaw.
Well, I can't help it that Antonio Brown ducked down. We see that happen all the time.
I know we see it happen all the time, but I'll tell you what. If I had to put myself in Vontaze Burfict's brain just for a second there and make a complete assumption based off of nothing except what I see on my TV, he targeted and he went after that man. I mean, dude, he had a hell of a football game, and he was so out of control it was ridiculous.
I know.
And he blew it. Freaking blew it.
Well, the NFL definitely thinks it was a dirty play. They suspended him for the first three games of next season.
Now, that, I think, is a bit much.
Yeah, and then after the hit, you know, here comes Joey Porter, who's now on the Steelers coaching staff. He comes on the field running his big mouth and to Burfict and the other Bengals players, and that pisses off Pac-Man Jones, who goes off, causes another 15-yard penalty and makes it, what, was a 35-yard field goal for Pittsburgh to win the game?
It took it from right on the edge. Television had that red line where his range was. It was about 50 yards. And
right.
It took it right from there into almost an extra point, basically. I mean, a modern extra point that's not really a chip shot anymore.
That's how it ends, you know. It was great Saturday night NFL playoff drama for the fans watching. I mean, not necessarily the Bengals fans, but... you know, for you and me, I mean, I was entertained.
Oh, yeah.
I was so entertained by this game.
Yeah, that game was really good. I mean, and it was really good even all the way up to all the shenanigans.
Right.
It was a fun, chippy-ass game. And that's the thing. You know, I did say that Joey Porter should have been flagged, and he should have been flagged, because how do you not? You know, okay, you're a referee. You want to give the coaches a little bit of leeway in an emotional situation, but you got to take into context this dude's criminal record in this freaking rivalry. All right, he
right.
is a troublemaker beyond compare in the Bengals Steelers rivalry. You have to look around and say, "Oh, that's Joey Porter, dude. You get the hell out of here. That's a flag."
Right, Vontaze Burfict is Joey Porter. You know what
right.
I mean?
And for the Bengals. What do we got? We got the other coach for the Steelers, Munchak, is grabbing that dude by his dreadlocks and yanking him around.
Yeah, they definitely did get away with a little bit. I loved Mike Tomlin after the game. He was, I'd say he was digging at the Bengals and being real smug, but he was being cool about it. Here he is. The Steelers accept the officiating, John.
We'll accept the officiating, man. These guys did a great job, I thought, Mr. Perry and his group. It was a tough, hostile environment and competitive football game. I thought they did a great job of communicating and controlling it.
Right. Really?
Right.
Really? I mean, if I'm the commissioner, if I'm Roger Goodell and I'm like, wait, Mike Tomlin thinks that referee crew did a great job and that's what he's telling everybody. We need to talk, Mike Tomlin. That's what Goodell's saying right now.
Dude, I don't know about you, man, but when I'm watching the game, I hate the referee until he makes a call that goes in our favor. And I'm like, yep, that dude, he knows his shit. He is the man. That Jeff Triplett, he is on top of it, boy.
But you know when your team gets away with them. You know.
No,
it's
I know.
And you're like, and you're okay with it. You're like, whoa, we got away with that one. Thank God. You know, that's how you are.
And you make every cliche excuse. You know, it all balances out. So what? Hey, you know what? It's sometimes the human element goes in your favor. So if they're going to still have it in the game and they're going to be hiring crap referees, they're going to make mistakes on your favor once in a while.
I don't know that they're crap referees. I just think the game's so damn fast and they just don't see everything, man. You know, we get every angle and replay there is on every snap. So we see it all. They don't.
You know, the thing is they're not allowed to look at it either. Most of these stadiums have gigantic freaking video boards that will show it to them immediately.
Right. They could look up.
They can look right up and see it. How many times you see a coach pointing at the damn board
and
the referee's looking at a piece of paper?
Look at that. Look at it. And he won't,
right.
He won't budge. He won't budge on it.
Oh, geez. I like that one commercial that I think it's a discount double check or whatever where the refs are talking. We're going to do that juggly ball handle thing. And the dude turns around and does his hands. It's funnier.
When they left their mics on, the guy goes, your mic's on.
Yeah. No, I like the referee that does the bobble symbol. I think he looks great.
All right. Tomlin also, after that, he said he refused to answer any more questions about the Bengals.
We're moving on. We have to. We can't waste one iota of time living in the past. So I'm not going to address it in any way, because addressing it just leads to another question. So I'll respectfully decline any of those questions. I'm sure it's interesting for you guys. There's not enough ball going on this time of year. So you'll continue to chew it, but we're not going to participate.
He doesn't
Did he
want
just any... tell them to chew his balls?
Yeah, something like that.
He just said there's not enough balls, so y'all just keep chewing it. I like how he says, you know, we're moving on because we have to. They're making us.
Right, yeah.
We're talking to the NFL. It's cold out, man. We don't want to go, but they're making us go. We're going to have to either go. Where are they going? They're going to Denver, right?
Yes.
Man, it's cold. Snowing. We don't even want to go.
I don't know. I don't know what the weather's going to be out there because it's going to be like in the 40s here the next couple of days, so who knows?
Yeah, who knows? It's been weird.
I haven't looked at the forecast for Denver.
I don't think weather makes much of a difference anyway in the football games. As we could see when, you know, another game we're going to talk about later. I don't want to get out of line.
Right. All right. Well, you know, I feel for the Bengals fans that I know because being in Columbus, I got a lot of family and friends who are Bengals fans. They're very angry. I get it. And, you know, they're upset at how it happened, but they, you know, they can't really blame anyone. I mean, some are yelling for Marvin Lewis to be fired, but I don't put it on him. You know, it was a few players simply let their emotions get out of control, got the best of them. Like, you know, Pac-Man Jones is one of them. He was pissed at everyone, but mainly the refs. And thankfully, he did another Instagram for us.
Fucking ref did a horrible fucking job. You got fucking Jerry Porter in the middle of the fucking field talking shit to everybody, and then when somebody say something to him, he don't even supposed to be on the fucking field.
Jerry Porter.
Yeah.
Jerry Porter's out there like, hey, whoa, I was a receiver for the Raiders. What the fuck am I even doing here? Come on.
and then Pac-Man went on to say that he was on the Dan Patrick Show, and he said Antonio Brown was faking his injury.
So you think that Antonio Brown was acting like he was hurt to get the flag?
Oh, I think he need a Grammy Award for that one. I do.
Grammy.
Antonio Brown was not hurt. I know he was faking. Go back and look at the play. If you go back in slow motion the play, you tell me did Vontaze hit him in the head, or did his shoulder pad barely touch him?
That shoulder pad clocked the shit out of him right across the head. I mean, right in his face, man. And, you know, he did. He won a Grammy, Tom, because he sure sounded like he got concussed.
Right. And, you know, now here's the thing. Jones.
A Grammy.
Pac-Man then goes on inside the NFL. This guy's making the rounds, okay?
He's got Phil Simms over there.
Well, yeah, but he was just doing a one-on-one interview with this guy. I can't remember who was talking to him, but he said he'll apologize for claiming Brown was faking it if he does not play in Sunday's game against the Denver Broncos.
If Antonio Brown don't play, if he doesn't play,
I will send out an apology.
Will you apologize and say that you were wrong?
I will. If he don't play. But you know and I know that when Saturday get here, all that is going out the window, man. Come on, let's talk facts, man. Let's be honest. If you want to be honest, man, let's sit here and be honest. Don't, let's not.
So you're
Let's
saying
talk about what the people want to talk about. Saturday, when Saturday get here, I think they play, 4:45? Whatever time they play. He will be cleared Friday, I promise you, 24 hours before the game. Right.
So was it a dirty hit, though?
No.
No, John.
Can I give you that was dirty, man?
Can I give you my reaction to it?
Every hit that Vontaze do, everyone think is dirty.
No, John, it wasn't dirty. What?
No.
Come on.
It wasn't dirty. I'll tell you what. The one that he used to break Roethlisberger's shoulder open wasn't dirty, even though people say it was.
No, that one was straight up, man. He just, you know, that was him. You got to give him credit. That was his play. He made the play on that one. He did nothing wrong.
People say he put his knee on his shoulder as he was getting up, but, you know.
What? So what? Oh, come on.
Whatever. It's
come on.
So, Vontaze Burfict, you know, if you want to talk about who the Bengals can blame, I think you blame Vontaze Burfict. I think he targeted him. I think he was playing his normal, seriously aggressive brand of football that's going to get himself flagged a lot. The dude gets flagged a lot.
I just think it was wrong that, you know, they penalized Pac-Man. There should have been offsetting penalties there.
Yeah,
exactly. He should have had to made the field goal from 50 yards. If that would have happened, there would be nothing that Bengals fans could say at all.
Well, they shouldn't be anything they can say anyway, because like I said, they still fumbled with a minute 35 to go, where all they had to do was get two more goddamn plays off, and then they could go to victory. And then they let a one-armed quarterback go 66 yards before he got the Pac-Man penalty. They needed something like 66 yards to get on that field goal stripe. They started at like the 10. So, you know, they earned it. You're home again. You know what you have the distinction of? Looking back and saying, hey, at least it wasn't Andy Dalton that we lost with in the first round this year.
Well, all that, yeah, right. All that targeting and dirty play and all of that stuff and flags flying everywhere. Donald Trump, John, Donald Trump says the NFL's getting soft.
So I'm watching the game yesterday. What used to be considered a great tackle, a violent head-on head violent, if that was done by Dick Butkus, they'd say he's the greatest player. If that were done by Lawrence Taylor, it was done by Lawrence Taylor and Dick Butkus and Ray Nitschke, right? Ray Nitschke. Used to see these tackles, and it was incredible to watch.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Now they tackle. Yes. Oh, head-on-head collision, 15-yard. The whole game is all screwed up. You say, wow, what a tackle. Bing, flag. Football's become soft. Football has become soft. Now, I'll be criticized for that.
Yeah.
They'll say, oh, isn't that terrible? But football's become soft like our country has become soft.
Oh, that's what he says.
It's true.
Yeah, well, you know, and he says he'll be criticized for that. We are not going to criticize him because we've been talking about the pussification of America for years.
Well, the pussification of America, yeah, absolutely. But in terms of soft, I'd like him to talk to all these soldiers that he's never been a part of, even though he tried to claim was, and tell them they're soft while they're off fighting right now.
Well, I don't think he's talking about them. Come on. Yeah.
I think that the notion that America is soft in those regards is way overplayed. People want you to think so. But we're not. We're a bunch of gun-toting fucking maniacs. Nobody wants to come here. We'll shoot your ass.
Not everybody, John. You know who he's talking about? He's talking about his worry, and I'd be worried about it too. I'm worried about this country being run, all right, by people who were never spanked as kids and who received participation trophies.
Okay.
Those people are the ones he's talking about.
I get it. We can have that as qualifications. All we need to do is put it in the Constitution.
There you go. That's what he's concerned about, and I get it. You know, and oh, hey, by the way, to make matters worse for the Bengals, now they've lost their offensive coordinator. Hugh Jackson is now the head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I tell you what, if you go in your various, what do you call it, the bathroom here in America or the water closet over there in Europe where a lot of our listeners are, and you flush the loo, that's what you can hear. That's Hugh Jackson's career. They're going to turn around and look at him saying, here's your assistant head coach, Bozo the Clown.
John.
Nice to meet you.
Here's one for you. Okay, since the Browns came back to the NFL in 1999.
Yeah.
Okay, what number coach is this?
Oh, God.
Just take a guess.
Like 18?
Well, no, it's 8. But that's an average. That's an average of a new coach every 2 years. Okay.
18. Did I say 18?
You said 18. It's 8.
Okay. Well, obviously, I've had some imbibing before the show tonight.
Now, I think this was probably, you know, the best move they could make. You know, we talked about it last week. You know, I know that in Cleveland, you know, their owner Haslam thinks that this is a great opportunity and a desired coaching stop. And I suppose for a first-time head coach, they're going to take it. You know, that's, hey, Bill Belichick started there.
Why not? He's got absolutely no quarterback. He doesn't have a running back. He doesn't have any wide receivers.
Well,
why not?
That's the thing. You know, he is a hell of an offensive mind. So they get that. And no, he is.
I know he is. He's going to look around. He's going to go, what the fuck is
well,
this?
Well, that's what I mean, though. I think, you know, they've got three picks. They got the second pick in the draft. They got the 32nd pick in the draft. And then they got the second pick in the second round. So you're talking three out of the first 34 players. I think he can get himself some guys. What my point is, he can develop offense. Yeah, I think he can get a draft a quarterback. They need a running back. You know, they could get Henry from Alabama. You know, and I don't know what quarterbacks out there.
They've done well with Alabama running backs.
Well, now Richardson hadn't really done anything anywhere, so I'm not going to put that one.
Don't put him down. That dude was employee of the month down at the Holiday Inn last month.
If he would have gone to Indianapolis and tore it up, then you could have said that. Now, I will say this. There was a quarterback in Cleveland who just won the division in Houston. So Brian Hoyer was a Brown.
I'm sorry. The quarterback that won the division was in Dallas and in Cleveland.
No. I'm saying Brian Hoyer was a Cleveland Brown. They get rid of him, and he went to Houston and won the division.
Right, but he didn't play in the game that won the division. Brandon Whedon, who was a Cleveland Brown and then a Dallas Cowboy, played in the game that won the division.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
I know. I'm just having more fun at the expense of the Cowboys.
Well, yeah, that's true. Look, man.
Sneering at you guys. That's pretty bad.
Hey, you know what? I can explain, John. I can explain. Here it is. Dallas sucks.
Thank you. Now, if you could explain that to the other 40 million of you out there.
All right. Well, so now we'll find out if Hugh Jackson, he's going to have to be a great, great head coach to have success in Cleveland. But, speaking of, did you see Rex Ryan hired his brother to be the defensive coordinator?
That's going
to
be a ridiculous show.
I can't wait. Oh, my God.
That's going to be ridiculous.
Here, listen to Rex.
That's a huge thing. We got better yesterday because we were able to get my brother. One thing I know about him, he's probably the most, you know, football is such a passion for him. Nobody works harder than my brother. He's prepared, you know, as well as any coach in the league, and he's an outstanding coach. So, that, you know, like I said, we got better yesterday.
So now we're going to have Rex Ryan come training camp. This team's going to the Super Bowl. My brother Rob is here.
Dude, this has got to be Hard Knocks.
Oh, God, please.
It's got to be Hard Knocks. I love how he says we were able to get my brother Rob, who was doing absolutely nothing after the Saints fired him in the middle of the season. He did one two-hour stint on the NFL Network on their Sunday morning show, and they gave him one of Jamie Duke's old jackets to wear because he didn't have a jacket. It was gigantic.
Oh, my God.
You remember Gilligan's Island?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Remember every once in a while you'd see down there on the beach, you'd see the boat up on the beach?
Yeah.
That's what he looked like in a sport blazer.
a beach dinghy?
Oh, my God.
Oh, he was the SS Minnow.
Shoo-wee. There wasn't nothing minnow about him. Anyway, I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that. Now, I'm sorry, man. You know, I watched every second of that game, your Redskins game. I was worried, you know, when they didn't score after the near touchdown from DeSean Jackson, when they got they reviewed it and they determined he didn't go in. And and it was funny because the announcers were like, you know, you're thinking, oh, they'll punch it in. And that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, well, they're first and goal inside the one. You know,
Good from there. They're really not very good at that from the one or in, honest to God. Unless Kirk Cousins does a sneak, which I don't know why they did. They kept trying to punch it with the running back and – you know,
When they didn't score and they ended up getting a field goal and they were only up 5-0 instead of 9-0, that concerned me because, I mean, you know, you were controlling the game for most of that whole time pretty much, but here you were with less than a touchdown lead, and I'm going, oh boy, they're just gonna, you know, ooh, that's not good. They need to get touchdowns.
Well, they scored on the next drive, but then they missed the extra point, so they had like a 15-0 lead. But, you know, the thing was Aaron Rodgers just ate our defense up. He moved him too fast. We got caught in a couple of stupid penalties. He scored on one of those stupid penalties. And, you know, that's the thing. Our team had never been in the playoffs. None of those guys had been in the playoffs. Barely any of them had, except for DeSean Goldson. We did not see his ante out in the in the parking lot. I wish we had, because I'd like to hear how she thought maybe how he would take her to the Super Bowl. But, you know, so it's a good experience. It's a good growing. As far as I'm concerned, as far as my team is concerned, I think the Redskins are a team on the rise. You best look out.
I agree. You got a quarterback, that's for sure. I think, you know, a healthy DeSean Jackson is an elite weapon.
Yeah, well, Jordan Reed, when he's healthy, is freaking outstanding. I thought he had an all-pro season myself.
Well, he got personal against me in the championship game. I was like, God, dude, what'd I do? I was like, Jesus.
They're young. They're hungry. The right side of our line is solidified all of a sudden. So, you know, I'm looking at next year pretty optimistically, actually. But Kirk Cousins is a freaking unrestricted free agent. They got to lock him up.
I know that feeling, John. I know that feeling. I know exactly how you feel. I felt the same way going into this season. And you watch, come next Labor Day, you'll be on this show going, well, if I can't pick the Redskins to win the Super Bowl now, when can I pick them? That's what you'll be
Not yet. Not yet. See, the one thing that I wish that I had that you have is I wish the Redskins owner was 73 years old and get ready to croak.
What?
Ours is like fucking 53. He ain't going anywhere for a while.
Well, did you hear Randall Cobb at the end of the game?
You like that? You like that?
Yeah. What? You know, didn't you have him on? You had him on your fantasy team, right?
Yeah, and I didn't like him because the son of a bitch, I got him on the games where Rodgers was getting pressured too much and couldn't do much.
He didn't do shit since, what, week 2?
I know.
And now he's now he's running his mouth to you guys.
And you like that? You like that?
You know what? I hope that puts that thing to bed. Put that I like that to bed. That was this year's rallying cry. It worked. It was fun. It was good. It's done. It's over. Go. Move on.
Oh, you guys know. Your fans chant that, and they're going to keep chanting that, I think, forever.
I don't know. We'll see. The media won't let it go. For God's sakes, all weekend long last weekend, you'd think that was the only thing the Redskins were able to accomplish this year was that game against Tampa Bay.
Well, I like the fact that Joe Buck and Troy Aikman were still calling them the Redskins, as some guys refuse to call them. Like, was Phil Simms won't say Redskins, right?
He won't say Redskins, Tom, because, well, like we talked about, Washington, they had, well, the first down was over that way, and so, that's the way it was.
That's pretty accurate. He has lost his mind.
I like Phil Simms. I'd like to have him on the show. I've noticed that some very interesting things about Phil Simms is as you watch him during the course of the season, he almost always wears a lavender shirt. Almost always wears a lavender shirt. Seriously, so often that if you play fucking Madden 25, he's wearing a lavender shirt. I noticed that the other day. I was playing Max, and I was like, damn, there's Phil Simms' stupid lavender shirt. Now, there's probably some reason, my mom's got kidney stones, and this is Kidney Stone Awareness Month, so I've been wearing my lavender shirt. And I don't know it, but as far as I know, Phil Simms has one shirt from Walmart.
Wide receivers play the football very well in the air.
Oh, remember when he said this?
He is going to get a head job this offseason.
Yes.
That's right. He's going to get one. And if I go over there to the JCPenney and get a new shirt, I might get one too.
All right, let's go to break. When we come back, we've got two more games to talk about. Oh, God, fan reactions, John. We have got the best damn fan reactions to Blair Walsh's missed field goal, man.
Oh, good, good.
This stuff. You know, y'all listening right now should just love us because we just make your life so easy because we do all the work for you, and we're going to bring you the best fan reactions to that missed field goal you've ever heard. We'll talk about the national championship, too, coming up next.
Bang. Bang Radio.
My nephews love it. They play the baseball. Love the baseball. I would too now. There's no outs when you play baseball now. Are you aware of that? No outs. So every kid gets to hit every inning. They don't even keep score. So nobody wins or loses. And we all go home happy. What kind of crap is that? We were told what we were good at. I wanted to be an astronaut. My parents came to me, you can't. You're almost retarded.
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
I played a lot of football. I played when I was in the service. We played different teams. We played a prison team. And prison teams are gas. They got the greatest football players in the world. Mostly because they have nothing to lose, you know. Their starting 11 came off of death row, you know. They didn't care about nothing. Just kill, tackle you in the huddle everywhere, you know.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean.
And Pat from the band Seether.
And you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Color Gatorade has just doused Nick Saban. His quarterback takes a knee, and 2016 starts with national championship 16 for Alabama. Nick Saban has won his fifth, and for the fourth time in 7 years, the Alabama Crimson Tide stand atop college football. They are the national champions.
Man, four titles in 7 years. I gotta give it up to Alabama. Damn it! Damn it!
Is he the best college coach ever?
Yeah, well, definitely an argument. He's top five for sure, top three, top two. You could argue he's the number one coach of all time, or Either that or he's been just put in the best recruiting places. I don't know, though. I don't know people rushing to LSU. I don't know. You know, I could see, you know, USC's location is a great recruiting tool. Just the fact of where it is, and, you know, I mean, Southern Cal, come on. You know, you think about Florida State and Tallahassee, Miami, you know, U, where they are, places like that. I mean, but I know Alabama has got, you know, just palaces for guys down there, and, you know, their facilities are, you know, second to none, and
don't their quarterbacks get to date, you know, Miss Universe candidates and shit?
Exactly.
And have burnt Musburgers slobbering all over them.
So, yeah, they got married, that him and that girl.
Oh, I thought Brent Musburger might have slipped in there.
Oh, God, I remember that. All right, but how about the TV ratings? You know, we talked about the playoff games. We mentioned they were down 40%. 28 million people watched each playoff game last year. This year, only 15 and 18 million people watched. We know the games were on New Year's Eve. That was a big part of that. Not to mention both games were blowout. But it's funny because Bill Hancock is the executive director of the college playoffs. And he acknowledged the lopsided games. It's funny, he said somebody told him it was because of Star Wars, which I just thought was absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. Anyway, he acknowledged the blowouts, but he would not say that New Year's Eve was the problem. Here he is.
We know what the factors were. Somebody said to me on the phone yesterday that Star Wars was a factor. Well, people introduce new factors all the time. This guy said the Force was not with you, Bill. And the fact is, we got a little unlucky with the non-competitive nature of the games.
We got unlucky with the not-so-competitive nature of the games, he said. Well, here's the thing.
No, because what was the rating when the game started? They didn't become blowouts before the kickoff.
No, and yeah, they never had. Well, that's the average of the whole game. But the thing was, so now they're going to be on New Year's Eve again next year. And
Really?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I get why they didn't have the games on New Year's Day, because they don't want to mess with the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl, and both those bowls were the playoff games last year, so that's why they were on New Year's Day, and they will be again year after next. So the playoffs will be on New Year's Day in 2018, the 2017 season, New Year's Day, January 1st, 2018. It'll be the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl will be the playoffs, but I don't know why they didn't have the playoff games this year on Saturday, January 2nd. That made more. There were no NFL games on.
Right.
You know?
Right. I don't know why they didn't do it. And this is just stupid if they're going to do it on New Year's Eve again. Well, they should have Dick Clark call the game.
Well, here's the thing. Next year, New Year's Eve is on a Saturday. That might help them a little bit more, but I still think they're going to have a problem. You know, so they can't do it the day after they're not going to do it on New Year's Day.
They're going to do it on Sunday.
No, that's
Saturday. There's probably NFL.
It's Sunday. All the games are New Year's Day.
Okay.
Yeah, just, you know, that's the same way. In 2012, New Year's Day was a Sunday, and just like this year, all 17 games will be on New Year's Day. Now, I don't know about Christmas. That weekend may be different.
Plus all the bowl games?
No. See, then the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl, they'll actually be played on Monday, January 2nd.
So the Rose Bowl will move for the NFL, but they won't move for their own playoff.
Right.
What a bunch of bitches.
Well,
I'm sorry, we're the old granddad around here. We're the screw you, Saban.
That's funny, isn't it? Isn't that funny?
They'll move for the NFL. That's pretty funny. Yeah, because they're telling the NCAA, look, we're the Rose Bowl, and this is the Sugar Bowl, and we don't move. Oh, excuse us, Mr. Goodell. Come on right through.
Okay. God knows. So he can blame the lopsided win. He doesn't even want to acknowledge New Year's Eve. We can sit here and say New Year's Eve, lopsided wins, bad ratings. Here's the problem. The championship game between Alabama and Clemson,
right,
down 23% from last year's game between Ohio State and Oregon. This year's title game had 25 million viewers. Last year's game had 33 million. And both games were on the second Monday of January, so they can't blame the day. It was the same day as last year. And that means, obviously, the teams in it make a difference. Because last year's game was more of a blowout. Clemson and Bama, man, they gave us a hell of a game.
I think I see where you're going with this. I think you're going to tell me that you think that Ohio State should be automatic bid into the championship.
No.
Just to have this at the TV rating.
No, but what we're seeing for sure is the teams, you know, they talk about bowl games want the Buckeyes. Bowl games want Notre Dame.
Sure.
Bowl games want Florida State. Bowl games, you know, they want teams that travel well. And those teams are the same teams that get big TV ratings. What we found out this year is that teams in the Midwest, you know, the Notre Dames and the traditional powerhouse, even like the U, Miami. You know, if you had Miami and Ohio State in a national championship game like they were in 2002, those ratings were enormous.
Well, then the NCAA, what they ought to do is take heart and think that, okay, you know, we're just like they make these kids the way they have to have them follow all these archaic rules because they're supposed to play for the love of the game. Realize that the audience that they do have is there because we're liking the game.
Right.
Right. We don't care about all the rest of this shit. We're not going out on New Year's goddamn Eve. And we don't care about any other blowout or whatnot. We're gonna keep watching it anyway.
Right.
We don't care if it's Clemson, the ACC. We don't care if it's the SEC. We don't give a damn if it's the Pac-10. Goddamn it. We will watch our football.
You bet your ass.
If it says championship, we will get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to look at it.
That's right. Oh, you are absolutely right about that.
This is America, boy, where football's not as soft as Donald Trump thinks.
All right, so congratulations to Alabama. Sorry, not many people watched. I don't know what else to
tell
you.
I'll tell you what, for me, in all honesty, I got through the first half, and I got to go to bed. I got to get up early. So, and I missed it. It seems that this way is the way it's happened with me with Monday Night Football all year long, is that the first half is always like 7-3 when I go to bed, and when I wake up in the morning, it's like 38-35.
I know, it happens every time. I know, and I stayed up for that whole game because it was such a good game.
Right, but what they do is they load the first quarter with fucking commercials so that every third down there's a commercial, and then there's a commercial for the punt, and then there's a commercial for the change of possession. And then, oh, my God, the first quarter takes freaking an hour and a half.
And that's why it's low scoring. The teams never get a chance to get in a groove.
Meanwhile, I'm snoozing.
All right, let's talk about the Chiefs and the Texans. That was probably the least interesting game, the biggest blowout, and what's funny because that was my toughest pick.
Really? I thought that was the most predictable.
I don't know.
I know you said they had a great defense.
Who?
Yeah, the Texans. You said they had a great defense.
Well, yeah, but they kept giving the ball away. He threw what, 4 interceptions?
Yeah, well, the Chiefs had a better defense against the Texans' offense. So, yeah, they kept throwing the ball away, and I thought it was just a complete mess.
That's my point. You can't blame the Texans' defense. It was the offense that was the problem.
You know who it sucks for, though? The Jets.
The Jets.
Knowing with their 10-6 record watching that shit.
I don't know where this came from. I'm sure there was a reason. I don't know what the reason is. Maybe you do. But Arnold Schwarzenegger did a video message for J.J. Watt. Did you get this?
I don't know why he did it. I guess maybe somebody, some fan, paid him $1 at a book signing or something. Would you hear? Here's a phone. Make a message for J.J. Watt. He's crying in the locker room.
I saw this on Fox Sports.
Hey, J.J., you and the Texans are fantastic. Just remember one thing. You didn't lose the day.
No.
I tell you why.
Scoreboard
because
says otherwise.
Losers stay down. And I know you and the Texans, you always get up. That's why you're winners, and you always will be winners. So get going again, get up, put some fire into this team, and march forward. Hasta la vista, baby.
He's over there at Mel's Diner, it sounds like. What is that?
Losers stay down. Winners get up. You, JJ, you go to Denver. You and the Texans go to Denver. March in there and win the game, even though they will tell you you lost and you should not be there. They may call the police, but you go anyway because you are a winner.
JJ, what is that?
You are not a loser.
What is that about? What is that about?
Arnie's got a man crush.
Maybe he wants to come over and play with my tank.
Oh, no.
We could make a good movie together. JJ and Arnold in a tank. Going to Denver. Hey, Peyton Manning, eat this bomb.
That's the name of the movie.
I'm reduced to doing video game commercials for telephone games.
Oh, my God. That's the name of the movie. JJ and Arnold go to Denver in a tank.
We are taking to the AFC Championship, baby. Next up, Tom Brady.
Well, the Chiefs get Tom Brady. He's going to deal with that defense, and
he's going to deal with that offense, too, man. They put up points.
Well, yeah, but, man, Jeremy Maclin got hurt.
I know.
That stings. Is big. And that stings.
What's worse is that I'm actually saying I know Jeremy Maclin got hurt. That's big.
It is, man. Yeah.
I know.
So, yeah, we'll have to. Yeah, because I think he's out, right? He's done.
I thought that, yeah, I think his knee was torn up. I think he's done.
Wow, if he's got torn ligaments, that's mm-hmm. It's the end of the season. I mean, he will not be ready for the beginning of the year. So
yeah, absolutely.
That's
not.
Rough. That's
I think
rough.
Even though, I mean, the Patriots, everybody's coming back healthy, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but you say they're coming back healthy, but they've lost some guys who are out for the year. I mean, Brady's problem is that offensive line. He's getting the hell beat out of him, man.
Brady's problem is he's got a receding hairline and he doesn't want to admit it.
Well, Bill Belichick, you know, here he is. I got one clip. I always have to have at least one clip from Bill Belichick. And he's talking about how tough that Kansas City defense is. John, listen to this.
In a defense that has good balance. They're all good players and they're all tough matchups. So it makes it tough offensively when you've got kind of players everywhere that you have to deal with.
When it's tough when you've got players everywhere that you have to deal with.
They're completely out. They're, look, they leave their stuff all over the locker room.
Look at this. Got 11 of these defensive players on the field at the same time. Every time our offense goes out there, what is that?
I got to deal with every goddamn one of them. This is ridiculous. Hey, let me tell you how tough they are. They beat the Texans. The Texans are friends with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I wanted Arnold to call me, but he didn't.
You know
he called the Texans.
You know he's got a tank.
He's got a tank. Oh, hell.
That's good.
That's goddamn funny.
Yeah. All right, one more game to talk about, this Vikings-Seahawks game. And it's great because we've got the different radio calls. Once again. Let's see. Should we do Seahawks radio first? Since they're the ones celebrating and then hear the difference in the Vikings radio call.
Yeah, let me flip a coin, actually. I have a 1974 half dollar here, which is like 40% silver, so it's going to make a nice sound. And it is tails, and I didn't tell you which one was which, so let's go with the Seahawks.
All right.
Blair Walsh to try to give the Vikings the lead. The snap, the kick is up.
Missed
it's
it.
No good! Are you kidding me? It's no good! Oh, baby, it's Christmas in Minnesota, and the Seahawks have dodged a bullet. One kneel down, and the Seahawks will move on to Carolina.
Wow, that is unbelievable. 27-yard. Okay, so he hit from 22 yards, then 43 yards, then 47 yards, and it was 9-0, and now he's got a simple 27-yarder to
laces
win, and he
out.
Misses. Laces out. That's
laces
right.
Out.
That's right.
Laces out. And look, he made one earlier where the laces were the wrong way. All right?
Yeah.
And then when he missed the one, they caught it and put it up and isolated it and said, you know, kickers don't like it when the laces are out. But the 47-yarder, I think, was the third one. The third one that he kicked, the laces were the wrong way as well. I remember pointing it out to Max. I said, hey, look, you know, Finkel's out there. And a lot of people did, too. So I don't see where he's got an excuse, but he's got one there. Jim Carrey gave it to him.
All right, now here's the call on the Vikings radio network.
Blair Walsh from 27 yards left hash. Snap good, spot down. Walsh's kick is up, and it is no good. He missed it. Are you kidding me? The season can't end like that. He missed it left, and the Seattle Seahawks are off to Charlotte. Blair Walsh missed a 27-yard field goal, and the Minnesota Vikings are going to lose 10-9.
Oh, my God.
He was all ready to call it good.
I was so excited. Well, and you know, it's funny. Now, listen again to the Seahawks radio. They were ready to call it good. You could already hear. They sound depressed. Listen.
Blair Walsh to try to give the Vikings the lead. The snap, the kick is up.
Missed it.
The kick is up.
I know. He's like going to his firing squad.
I guess.
And then now you listen to the guy on the Vikings radio. He's ready to call it good. They're going to win. They're moving on.
Blair Walsh from 27 yards left hash. Snap good. Spot down. Walsh's kick is up. And it is no good. He missed it. Are you kidding me?
He throws for the incompletion. I'll tell you what.
Right. Exactly.
No champions today, Minnesota. That was a choke. That was. I remember, you know what, I texted you sometime during the weekend. That was an unbelievable choke job. And then I saw it on Monday, and I couldn't remember when I texted it. Was it after the Vikings game, or was it after the Bengals game? Which one of these amazing choke jobs did I say that was an awesome choke job?
I believe it was, the Vikings game. It was the Vikings game.
I think it applies
game.
To both.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
But yeah, Blair Walsh, dude. He fucked it all up.
Oh, okay. And so we've got all these fan reactions to that missed field goal. Now, these are fans who are actually in the stadium at the game. So, yeah, you're going to hear all kinds of stuff here.
Blair Walsh, way to ruin little kids' dreams. Way to go.
Are you fucking serious?
You hear that guy in the background, are you fucking serious?
He's losing it. What is he talking about? You way to ruin a little kid's dreams?
Yeah, he doesn't look like a little kid to me.
You know what sports didn't, what was it, Fox Sports didn't show you, was Arnold Schwarzenegger, hey, Blair Walsh, you are a loser. You little tiny puny kicker. All you have to do is kick the ball. Anybody in Europe can kick the ball.
All right, so here we've got this. This is a bunch of different fans all strung together, and we'll just go through these, and I'll pause in between them. But there's just a bunch of these, and some of them are Seahawks fans, and some of them are Vikings fans, but most of them are really good. Just and there's some classics in here.
You fucking piece of shit.
And now he's crying. That's it.
I'm going to guess that's a Viking fan.
He starts crying. He starts crying. All right. Now, I love this. Here's just this one family of Seahawks fans.
Oh, my God.
They're just, they can't even believe it. Here's another one.
He missed! Oh my god!
Oh my god! Seattle fans, it's great.
They fucking missed it!
Another guy crying. That one is the best. I absolutely love that one. That is fantastic. All right, let's keep going.
No, he missed it!
Oh, baby.
It's
not the Patriots.
Oh, baby.
Not your team.
It's really not fair.
Oh, I guess one of her kids is a bandwagon Patriots fan.
It's really not fair.
It is too fair. You know, it's football.
Shank it. Shank it.
He's chanting, shank it. Shank it.
Shank it.
Choke you, little bitch.
Shank it.
Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I bet the one guy's taking credit for the win because he goes, choke, you little bitch, right before he kicked the ball.
Oh, the dude that was chanting, shank it, he's the one who actually caused everything to happen. So just so he knows, he's the one. So whatever socks he was wearing, he better wear them this weekend.
Right. I still love it. Right before the miss, that one guy goes, choke, you little bitch.
He is a little bitch. He is a loser.
27 yards, left hash. Snap good, spot down.
No, are you fucking kidding me? No!
Uh-oh.
God damn it!
Oh, no. God damn it.
Oh, man. I think this might be the last one. I don't know if this is the guy with his... I think it's his mom.
Oh, missed it!
Oh, my God!
He fucking missed it! You gotta be fucking kidding me! He fucking missed it! You gotta be fucking kidding me!
He's breaking shit.
Oh, my God!
Oh, Troy. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Okay, now wait a minute. We got to break this one down because this.
Right, well, let me tell you, I recorded that because it came off a video. That is not a kid. That is not his mom. That's his wife, and that's an old man. And he's breaking up his cane. I'm serious. He's throwing his cane around on the floor.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. It's an old man, and he's throwing this fucking cane down on the floor over and over again.
Oh, missed it!
Oh, my God!
He fucking missed it! You gotta be fucking kidding me! He fucking missed it! You gotta be fucking kidding me!
That's his cane. And again.
Oh, my God!
Oh, Troy. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
The last oh my God is classic after she says that.
Oh, she's, but I love that. Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
I know. She's devastated.
Oh, no. This woman's had a few drinks during the game. Listen to her again.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Troy. Oh, Troy.
Oh, Troy. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
She's horrified like she came upon an accident or something.
Oh, she did. She did come upon an accident. So that's his cane. I didn't see the video. Yeah. This is an old man who uses a cane to walk, and he broke it all up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
fantastic.
I mean,
it's not like a hunchbacked old man. He looks like he's about, you know, in his maybe his late 60s or whatever. But it's definitely something. It's a cane that he's got, and he comes up out of his chair, throws it down on the hardwood floor, picks it up. Oh, my fucking God. Are you kidding me? Smash.
Wow. He sounds a lot younger now, especially on that oh, my God.
Oh, Troy. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
That's gotta go right down there with the girl that says, ah, he said, nigga, for the best background thing that I've ever heard.
Oh,
shit.
That's good. I like that other Vikings fan too, though.
He fucking missed it! Fucking missed it!
He probably bet $5,000 on it. He bet the next month's rent.
Oh, shit. All right. And then we got one. Hold on. I got one more here. This is a Browns fan.
Okay.
He's stoned. He's getting stoned watching the game, and he's just recording. He's just like, he's doing commentary for you. He's getting high watching the game. And, yeah, this is great. He's watching the Vikings-Seahawks game.
Well, luckily, Seattle can't do that stupid ice-eating thing. 26 seconds to go. Blair Walsh, he's 3-for-3 today. And Blair Walsh on my fantasy team for a couple weeks. He's a solid kicker. Single-digit number for a kicker. It's usually a good sign. Holder, Jeff Locke, number 18. He missed it! Oh, it wasn't even close! Oh. Mike Zimmer cannot believe it. Blair Walsh! Letting Cam Chancellor off the hook. Sherman's there with his face and, oh, he missed
he hates
it.
Richard Sherman.
You know, I'm a Browns fan, so I know how this probably feels. I don't know how it feels losing a playoff game. Back, last thing I remember about the Vikings in the playoffs was old Gary Anderson. Oh, my God. Sickening. Oh, right. I don't think you like, I don't think them, that's, you know, this is shades of Ace Ventura with them laces there.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, he caught it. I can't believe it. All right. Game winning. Game, oh, man. Sorry, Vikings fans. Seattle, good luck, Seahawks.
You can hear him getting
high.
Your
march to the Super Bowl continues.
You can hear him getting high. I like when he goes, Blair Walsh! Blair Walsh!
Blair Walsh!
It's like commentary by Otto from The Simpsons.
Right. Ew. Exactly.
Yeah. Blair Walsh!
Blair Walsh!
Exactly. You know, he mentioned Gary Anderson. I remember that was Randy Moss's rookie year. Remember they had that amazing offense here? I've even got that play call.
He's done it all year long. Hasn't missed an extra point or a field goal.
Field goal wins it.
He makes this. Pretty much this game is over.
39-yard attempt. The spot. The kick by Anderson on the way! It's no good!
Gary Anderson has missed a field goal for the first time in 2 years. Unbelievable.
How about that? 2 years the guy hadn't missed a field. He had every field goal, every extra point, and at the biggest moment in his career, he misses a field goal.
They shouldn't have been eating chicken wings on the sideline.
Right.
Clearly.
Exactly.
One of them either had a feather on it or he swallowed a bone. Oh, jeez. I like the music in the background.
I know.
Though. The real sad, like, you know, there's been a war and a million people have died in a bomb or something like that. Music, somebody sifting through the rubble.
That's NFL films and their drama for you, you know. All right, so now, you know, Seattle goes to Carolina, John, and Josh Norman is already talking.
Oh, really? Well, I'll tell you what, man, he's got his work cut out for him. These are small, little, fast guys. Not like he's used to.
Yeah, dude, Lockett is vicious. And Baldwin is just, Baldwin, man, about midway through the season, he just went, you know what, it's time for me to arrive.
Yeah, so, the one that I was talking about last week is Kearse. That dude's badass, too, but he's not a rookie. He's like a second-year guy. That dude kicks ass.
But anyway, yeah, Norman said when they met in the regular season, which was a great game, by the way. I don't know if you remember that game when they played at Carolina. Josh told them. He said he told them they would see them in the playoffs again.
Kind of did say after we played them, we'll see y'all again in the playoffs. Hey, it's cool, man. Like I said, fate gives you these chances to prove yourself worthy of such. And as we see come Sunday at 1 o'clock, we're going to see who's worthy of that.
Well, then he says, he scoffs. There's the reports that the Panthers didn't want to face Seattle, and he scoffs at that.
Why you want anything in life that's easy? Shoot, man, if you don't go for it head on, then how can you say you're the best at anything?
Right.
I think that's the way we are in our society. We want things the easy way and stuff to be given to us.
Right.
We want to work for it. We want things to be handed to us. And I don't think that's the way it should be done. Go through it the hard way. Challenge yourself to be the best. And if you can be the best, beat the best.
That's a guy who doesn't want anything to do with any fucking participation trophies.
That's a guy that I want in my cabinet, Tom.
Right.
He's the secretary of badassery.
All right, real quick. We both picked the same last week. We went 3-1. Both of us picked the Chiefs, Steelers, Seahawks, and Redskins to win. Unfortunately for you, the Redskins was our only miss. So let's go to this week. We'll start with Saturday. First game of the day will be Saturday, 4:35, Kansas City at New England.
I'm going with the visitors on this one. I'm going to go with the Chiefs because I do like that offense. I do like that defense. And even though, you know, it's Tom Brady and it's Gronkowski and it's all their guys coming back and Edelman and all that thing like that, I don't know, man. I just think they've probably shot their wad. They're going to get beat. The Patriots are going down at home.
Well, we talked about last week. They started out 10-0 and then they went 2-4. But now you give Belichick 2 weeks to prepare. You give him 2 weeks to get healthy. You know, there's Gronk is still there. You know, you got Amendola's healthy and Brady's healthy. Ah, at home, I can't do it. I can't pick against them.
Well, you got to remember, Tom, they're coming in there with 53 guys and a bunch of coaches. They're going to have football pads and football equipment, and some of them probably are going to wear cleats. It's a bit tougher than you might think.
And they're going to have guys all over the field.
They're tough. Let me tell you something. I shot five of them with a shotgun, and neither one of them flinched.
All right, so we're split on that one. I'll take the Patriots. You take the Chiefs. I would like to see the Chiefs win.
I do, too. I'm hopeful. That's what it is. I think I'm just picking with my heart.
All right. And then the Saturday night game, Green Bay at Arizona at 8:15.
I think Arizona's going to crush them.
Yep.
I think for all the reasons that you just gave me that the Patriots were going to win. They've had 2 weeks to get ready, 2 weeks to heal, 2 weeks to get over that butt-whipping that they got at the hands of the freaking Seahawks. And I think they're going to take it back out on the Patriots. Didn't they beat the shit out of them once already this year?
Yeah, I think I'm with you on this one. Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he's good enough to beat the Redskins, and there's no shame in that from my side of it.
So, well, aside from Arizona's damn good defense, you know, this is definitely you know, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to rag on the Redskins here, but their defense was probably the weakest out of all the teams in the playoffs, right?
Would you agree with that? Okay. Yeah, I would say. Well, yeah, I'd say that. Probably. Cincinnati wasn't playing so good. I mean, they played pretty well coming down the stretch. Over the last six games, they led the lead in sacks.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, they just got run out by a quarterback that knows how to do what the fuck he did to them.
So, well, Arizona's defense is a whole different animal. And then there's also the Arizona offense and Green Bay's defense not great. And I think David Johnson's going to run wild. I think Fitzgerald's, John Brown, these guys are going to get theirs. Carson Palmer's going to light it up. So even if Aaron Rodgers does put up some points, I think Arizona's going to put up more.
Absolutely. I think they're going to win by about, I'd give it at least 12.
All right, and then Sunday, the first game, this is, again, going to be my favorite game of the week. I know it already. You know, and that was one thing, you know, we talked about how much we were entertained by Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. My favorite game was Seattle-Minnesota. That game was unbelievable. What a defensive battle. One of those great chess matches. Mm-hmm. I just loved it, man. That was fantastic. So now we get, again, another very similar look, only a much better offense in Carolina. Seattle at Carolina at 105, and I'm going with Cam. I'm going with Cam Newton.
I think that the Vikings let the monster out of the freaking cage. I think the Vikings let the monster out of the cage. The weather's better. I think that the Seahawks believe in themselves. They came back in that game, and by the time they ended that game, they were strutting around like they usually do. I think the Seahawks are going on, baby. They're taking down the Panthers.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you on that one. Jonathan Stewart's back, Ted Ginn's back, and I just think that Cam Newton, you can have a great defense, but he's too much. He's too much to defend because he's got an amazing arm, and he's got big legs, and he takes one step for 3 yards, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, I think that Russell Wilson brings a lot of the same thing to the table just from a different perspective. He's not big and going to run you over. He's not the size of a linebacker, but he'll definitely run your defense around.
He will absolutely do that. So, I think that's going to be a great game. Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. And then 4:40, Pittsburgh at Denver.
Peyton Manning's playing, right?
Yep.
I'm going to go with the Steelers. Peyton Manning's going to go out in disgrace, baby. He's going down in disgrace.
Wow, we couldn't disagree more.
Oh, that's good, because there should be some rivalry going on in here. I tell you what, buddy, put your dukes up.
Okay, well, Antonio Brown probably not going to play.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Pac-Man called it.
Ben Roethlisberger maybe not going to play.
Well, if he doesn't play, I got to go with the Broncos.
Okay.
Definitely going to. Actually, you know what? I think I'm going to change my pick, and I'm going to go with the Broncos. Because even if he does play, he's going to have one fucking arm. And as much of a hero as he usually is, I don't know if he can do it with one arm and no Antonio Brown.
Not to mention, Denver's defense is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
And that's why I say, if it was all things equal, I think I'd go with Pittsburgh.
Right. And this is not, you know, the Steelers' defense of 10 years ago either. So, I got to go with
3 years ago or last year even.
As beat up as they got in that Bengals game, now they got to go on the road to Denver against teams that had 2 weeks rest. And, yeah, I'm going to go with Denver in that game.
Now, what happens, let's say early in the first quarter, all right? I know their defense is a little weak, but let's say Joey Porter gets loose and smashes Peyton Manning. Do they throw a flag?
So are you definitely taking Denver then?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Broncos.
Okay, so you've got Kansas City, Arizona, Seattle, and Denver. I've got New England, Arizona, Carolina, and Denver.
So you've got all the home teams. I've got two road teams.
Arizona, Carolina. Yeah, I am. All the road teams won last week, and I got all the home teams winning this week.
All right, I got two road teams this week and two home teams next week. We are analyzing football.
There you go.
That's right. That's your goddamn football analysis. You better be happy with it.
Oh, Troy. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
We talked about it, Jim. When you got an old man who's had too many to drink, you don't let his wife tell him he's sorry while there's a camera running.
Blair Walsh!
Oh, yeah, that dude.
All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Been listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Need to get your chocolate fix, like, now? Simply press the dashboard chocolate button to zap the chocolate of your choice right into your hand.
A dashboard chocolate button chocolate teleporter will never happen. But with a new BP Me Rewards card, getting more of the treats you love more often will. Search BP Me Rewards to find out more. BP, every day. Brighter.
We've created unlimited data plans for your business because one minute you're the receptionist.
Hello, how can I help?
The logistics manager.
Okay, lift at your end. That's it now, to me.
The new business consultant.
Will do. I'll pop over and give you a quote.
And you've still got to make the tea. Your business doesn't have limits, so why should your data allowance? New unlimited data plans from Vodafone Business. The future is exciting. Ready?
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.